the Forests of Silence. They ran up the great stairs, past the first floor, the second, the third, and on towards the tower room. They took care to move quietly, but they saw no one. It was still very early, and though the cooks had begun to move around in the kitchens downstairs, few others in the palace were stirring. By the time they reached the last flight of stairs, Jared had begun to think that all was going to be well. He climbed eagerly, with Endon and Shan close behind him. He reached the top, then stopped abruptly. The tower room door was gaping open, its three gold locks broken. On the floor outside, the three guards lay dead where they had fallen, their swords still clutched in their hands. Jared heard a sobbing gasp behind him, then ended and ran past him into the tower room. There was a single anguished cry, then silence. Jared's heart seemed to turn over in his chest. Slowly he and Shan followed the king. The small, round room was very still and a foul smell hung in the air. The sky outside the open windows was filled with angry red light as the newly risen sun glared through the smothering blanket of cloud. The glass case which sheltered the belt of Del Torah had been shattered into 1,000 pieces. Endon was on his knees among the glittering fragments. The belt, or what remained of it, lay on the floor in front of him. He picked it up. It hung limply between his hands, a tangled, useless chain of grey steel. Its medallions were torn and twisted. The 7 gems were gone.